What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Starting right off with my laser-tight focus on the literary and visual arts, it's Bangor's Pride Day. WERU will be at Bangor Pride today. There's a parade at 11 in downtown Bangor, then from noon to 4, live entertainment, local vendors, food, and community resources in West Market Square. Stop by the WERU booth and say hello. They'll be inside the Salty Brick. It's happening rain or shine. You can find out more at bangorpride.com. Is Bangor too far? What about a book and bake sale today in East Blue Hill? They have some award-winning bakers over there. The book and bake sale is happening now until 1 p.m., so head over to the wee East Blue Hill Library on Curtis Cove Road. You can catch the matinee of Shakespeare's A Midsummer's Night Dream at the Opera House in Stonington this afternoon. You can get the details at operahousearts.org. But really, I just want to remind you to check the calendars of your favorite performing arts theaters, art galleries, and concert halls. There's so much, too much, going on. For instance, Surrey Gatherings always has a variety of offerings. Sip and Draw is happening on June 30th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's a 21-plus event. Feel free to bring a snack or beverage to share. The wine is provided. Come and meet new friends, then work on drawing the human body. Bring a sketchbook and a pencil, charcoal, paints, other materials of your choice. You didn't go to art school? No problem. Artists of all abilities are welcome. Again, that's at surreygatherings.org. I'm a sucker for out-of-door performances and odd relocations. Blue Hill Bach is offering Climate Change at the Baroque Cafe on Thursday, July 17th at 5:30 in the barn at David's Folly Farm in Brooksville. Everyone talked about the weather back then, too, including Baroque composers. Meteorological descriptions in music abound. Antonio Vivaldi portrays breezes, thunderstorms, baking sun, and freezing snow in his famous Four Seasons, along with twittering birds, buzzing flies, drunken dancers, and a barking dog. Claudio Monteverde offers his own exuberant setting of the pleasures of spring. Henry Purcell depicts a frigid frost genius who gets thawed out by the arrival of Cupid and his spells in a scene from King Arthur. For more info on the whole Blue Hill Bach schedule, including the Climate Change at the Baroque Cafe at David's Folly Farm, go to bluehillbach.org. Haystack Mountain School of Crafts on Deer Isle is another calendar to peruse. A walking tour of the Haystack campus is offered on Wednesday, July 2nd, 2 to 3 p.m. Pre-registration is required. Go to haystack-mtn.org. Artists' presentations and studio walkthroughs are offered regularly. Check the calendar at haystack-mtn.org. On July 3rd, aka 4th of July Eve, Duncan Newcomer is launching a book, Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln. This is happening at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport on Thursday, July 3rd from 6 p.m. More information is available at lincolnsquietfire.com. America Tonight, the PR reads, and promises music, poetry readings, and 4th of July vibes. Blue Hill's fourth annual history hunt. What? You missed the first three? Now's your time to catch up. It's co-sponsored and hosted by the Jonathan Fisher House, Blue Hill Historical Society, First Congregational Church of Blue Hill, Blue Hill Public Library, and the Blue Hill Town Hall. This begins on July 1st, the History Hunt. Throughout the month of July, visit any of those locations to pick up a checklist of historical items to locate and activities to do. Turn in your completed checklist by July 29th to be entered into a drawing for a prize. Prizes for both kids and adults will be available, so go to it. On Tuesday, July 1st, Blue Hill Public Library and Blue Hill Books will present an author talk with Libby Buck discussing her first novel, Port Anna. That's happening at 7 o'clock at the Blue Hill Public Library, bhpl.net, for more information. On July 2nd at 9:30, Outdoor Adventure Storytime happens. Join Miss Jean from the Ellsworth Public Library under the big oak tree on the lawn at the Tidal Falls Preserve in Hancock. ElsworthLibrary.net for more information. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event. We'd hate the word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?